We are back here. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The Dog Bowl in Berea. We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Some barks from the pound there. Brian in Akron, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
And every day on the way home from work.
Thank you.
All right, quick take on Josh Gordon. I know you've got a big fan sitting there, Josh Gordon.
I've been fair about him the last 2 weeks.
He's wearing a Josh Gordon jersey right now.
Yeah, right. I'd like one.
I was a big fan. Green Bay, left sideline, doesn't win the battle for the ball. Ball's incomplete. 30-12, he waves himself out of the game.
I don't like that either. I've noticed it. It seems like whenever he runs a route more than 20 yards, he takes himself out. There needs to be a sideline guy saying, no, you're not allowed to come out. That's what we're paying you to do is play football. So either his conditioning needs to improve or his desire to be on the field needs to improve.
Yeah, there are a couple of things. I've been studying that tape more closely since Monday, and I come away with a couple of things. One of them is the checking himself out part is troublesome, very troublesome. But then there is the part about the throw from Brandon Whedon. And I don't think, for Josh's sake, some of those throws, have been the kind that he handles as well as maybe other receivers do. Now, you're going to say, well, look, a complete, talented, high-end receiver should make any kind of catch. Those were not the easiest throws to handle. And I think after a while, the frustration gets into it. There's no excuse for writing this off to, hey, got a bad quarterback here, then I'm checking out. But you do get a sense, or I did get a sense, that for Gordon's sake, the kind of ball that he was being thrown was definitely not one that he was going to be comfortable handling. And from what I could gather, listening to some of the coaches in their studying of that tape too, they came to the conclusion, and obviously they were heading down the road of changing quarterback, that this factored into it. They didn't some of those incompletions were just so woefully off the mark, including that.
I agree with that, and there were some plays that he didn't have a chance. I thought that he did have a chance on that fourth down play to go up and get the football, and I would have liked to have seen that. But, you know, listen, this is a guy before this week was still averaging 107 yards per game, so he had one bad game. Every receiver has a bad game. Calvin Johnson has had him. Dez Bryant has had games. Teams can take away wide receivers if they want to. If they want to really commit to stopping one wide receiver, they can do that. And you have to think about it. When you face the Cleveland Browns, why wouldn't you do that? Right now, is Devon Best doing anything to scare you? Is Greg Little doing anything to scare you? Is the running game scaring you? No. You're worried about Josh Gordon. You're worried about Jordan Cameron. As I said earlier this week, for being the biggest Josh Gordon fan certainly in this room, I want to see his effort level. That's all I'm asking for. His effort level, sure. His focus, his intensity to match his talent. And if that happens, we are talking about one of the great players in the NFL.
And I don't know if that'll ever happen for him. We'll see it. I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see when does he get to a point where his head is free of everything that he could just focus on football, because he's not there
right.
yet.
And it's a problem.
It's a problem. The trade talk is one thing. And I think the suspension element of it all is the other, is the kind of idea that follows him around all the time. And I'm not going to pretend to know what this guy is like on his own, away from the facility, in his personal life. And it's no interest of mine until it becomes a problem for the football team that he's not available. But you would have to think that if you've had that, if you start your year off suspended for 2 games and then in a matter of weeks, you're the subject of constant trade rumors. And until we get to Tuesday, this Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern time, and whatever happens, happens. If nothing happens, that's when that part of the story finally goes away. But will he ever be just free of distraction and just focus on football?
It's going to take a little while. It's kind of like what I was talking about with Matthew Stafford. With Matthew Stafford, you know, he was injury prone. He was never going to be the guy until he all of a sudden played a few years in a row, and now nobody even talks about him being injury prone. He's going to need to make it a few years. This trade stuff certainly has been clearly weighing on him a little bit. And I was wondering if you saw it. Tom Withers was talking about one of the things that Willis McGahee was talking about Josh Gordon. And did he see any of this, McGahee talking to Gordon? I think Willis McGahee could be a great mentor for Josh Gordon. And this is what he said, according to Tom Withers on Twitter. He said, Willis McGahee is confident that Josh Gordon will, quote, get it. McGahee said it took him 4 or 5 years to really understand what it takes to be a pro, and he's going to try to help Josh Gordon get there. And I think that could be a very, very valuable thing
sure.
for Josh Gordon. And McGahee, again, saying from what I've seen, I think he wants to be here. This is a veteran leader who's been around the league, who has played with some of the greats in the game, obviously with Peyton Manning. He's had success in multiple cities, and he was a guy who, you know, coming out of the U, probably it took him a little while to get acclimated to being truly a professional, which we've talked about a lot. And I think if Josh Gordon is wise, he will take some of the tutelage of Willis McGahee, and if he does, that would certainly be a very, very good thing.
I think it'd be a huge thing. All right, in this hour, we're going to hear from Marquise Gray, Browns, well, what is he? I guess he's a third-string quarterback still. And he's obviously a tight end. He's involved in the Wildcat looks that this team runs. Jameer Howerton sits down with him. You're also going to hear from Gerard Cherry, making his regular visit to the show. We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, and your tweets at Browns_daily. It is Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Vic Carucci. He's Nathan Zagura. You're hanging out with us on ESPN 850 WKNR.